you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Going to start a brand new week of the Coach's Corner off by talking high school wrestling. Well, we're getting down to it in the winter sports season. Wrestling and swimming will actually wrap up the entire year this Friday and Saturday. But in order to get to the state championship in wrestling, you had to qualify through divisionals, which took place this past Saturday. Emory did fantastic. They had 18 kids participate, 15 qualified for the state championship meet. And joining us right now over the phone to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Kurt Christiansen. Coach, always fun to get you on and talk about the program. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to be here. I had a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, we're getting down to it. Now we're in the final week of the wrestling season. You guys take 18 individuals down to the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield for the divisional tournament, and you guys will return 15 of those 18 to the state championship this weekend. I mean, that's a large number to qualify, Coach.
Yeah, you know what? Our percentage were good. Our wrestling was good. We wrestled really, really good in the early rounds, right through quarterfinals. You know, we pushed nine into the semifinals and got four into the finals. And wrestling was tough in the finals. The ones we lost, I think, were really going to be a preview for next week's state championship matches. It's going to give us a chance to study some film and come back ready for some big wins.
Coach, let's talk about some of the big placers. First off, A.C. Reeve goes right through the divisional tournament, does not lose a single match. He finishes a perfect 3-0 first place, the lone first place finish for you guys over the weekend. But he definitely took care of business.
Yeah, he stepped up and wrestled tough. He wrestled smart and he wrestled hard, and he had a dominant performance this weekend. It was the ball.
Outside of that, in that same weight class at 285, Drake Hoffman finishes third at 3-1. I mean, that's a lot of positives going into the state championship tournament, the fact that you guys are so dominant at 285.
Yeah, you know what? We knocked out a lot of team points there just from holding off our competition at that weight class and at the other weight classes where I knocked two into the state finals. Those JV kids really did well for us, and I'm really proud of them. Tell you what, Drake Hoffman had a rematch with the Morgan kid for third and fourth, the kid that took him out of the championship rounds. You know, in semifinal, we lost there and got bumped down into consolation, or quarterfinal. And so Drake battled through consolation to come back to beat the kid who took him out of the championship rounds. Now, you know what? We lost 4-2. In that match, we were down 4-2 and in a really tight spot, and we actually got passed out. Drake wrestled with so much heart that he would not turn over on his back, and he lost his wind and went unconscious on us for a second, and he had to take a minute and get his bearing, and he came back for an upset and a pin. Which gets us another set of team points there. And he just battled hard. That kid is a competitor, and he gets the match of the weekend for us. It was amazing. We had a ball watching that one.
Outside of the 285 weight class, Coach, you guys also had a couple of top performers. I mean, Newt Obison finishes second. McKay Macarello finishes second. Also, I believe Corby Christiansen finished second. So you guys had a group of individuals get into the championship round as well. So, I mean, it wasn't just the 285-pound weight class. I mean, you guys had some really compelling wrestling throughout the entire weekend.
No, we had some dominant performances, and you know, those four right there are the ones I've been telling you all year got a shot at the state title. And the other one that still has a shot at the state title is Gus Dalton, who finished third for us. You know, so we've got really five. If things go well for us and we wrestle to our ability and learn from the little things that we found out this weekend on those competitors that we can do a little bit better, we could very well push five into the finals and have a few state champions out of the deal this year. I'm really excited about this team. I have been all year, you know that. And if they come to wrestle like I know they can, we're going to have us a blast this weekend.
And 15 out of those 18 kids qualified, Coach. Is that something that you expected? Did you expect that number to be higher, or is that about what you thought?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. There was a couple surprises there. Those JV kids, they wrestled their tails off, and they battled their way into the state tournament, and I'm just proud of them. They really showed up to wrestle. And one that's really showed up and dominated for us is Zach World. You know, he had a third place finish as well, and he wrestled at the top of his ability this weekend, and he did well. I mean, I'm really tickled to see where he landed, and he puts himself in a really good position to battle his way into the medal rounds in the state finals as well. So I'm really tickled to see what Zach was able to do. And those kids, they wrestled good. I mean, we made a few mistakes. You know, Aiden Mortensen was seconds away from a win to qualify himself for a state title, and just turned the wrong direction, you know. And as a freshman wrestling seniors and juniors, man, what a stud he is. We're really looking forward to see what he can take care of, you know, going forward with his wrestling career as a freshman at 138 pounds. Like I told those guys when they came in, he and Breyer both at the same weight class, both as freshmen. I just kind of told them to plan on getting beat up for 2 years before you start winning a lot of matches. And boy, did they turn around and surprise me. You know, Breyer battles his way into medals in the divisional tournament, and he's actually set up well. If he wrestles as good as he can, he'll probably be in the medals at the state tournament. You know, I fully expect him to medal. And you know, one little mistake and Aiden's in. You know, so I got what I expected, and then some. So that's a coach can't feel anything but happy about that, you know?
Sure, sure. Again, our guest right now is Coach Chris Jansen of the Emory Spartan Wrestling Team. Coach, now that you have 15 of those 18 kids going to state, how much better is that for preparation the week leading up? Because I know there are times where you only have a few kids going, and, you know, it's kind of no man's land for some of those kids who are just trying to prepare the ones for going to state. Now you basically have your entire team going to state.
Yeah, you know what? And I fully expect those three that didn't make it, and the other three that have been sticking around with us and helping them prepare for the divisional tournament to go on and come to practice and work their tails off and you know, get these kids prepared for the state tournament. Of course, this week is going to be a couple of hard practices right here at the beginning of the week to keep ourselves fit and really work on those finer points of our technique that are going to be the keys to beating these opponents that have beat us before, and we fully expect to come back and wrestle better at the state finals than we did at divisionals. You know, I think we're peaking these kids right at the right time, and if we can come into that state tournament on fire like we were at divisionals and wrestle just a hair better in that semifinal match, we're gonna dominate. We're gonna have fun.
Did you get a chance to watch the 3A classification, Coach? And if you did, how does it match up? How did the two divisions match up going into the state tournament this weekend?
You know, let me tell you honestly. In most of the division, in most of the weight classes where we have wrestlers, I'm going to tell you our division's a little tougher.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true in all weight classes. But for the most part, our division was pretty darn tough. You know, at 152, Gus Dalton's weight, he finishes third. And no one from the other side has beat those three. You know, at 152, at 170, there's one dominant wrestler on the other side, the Tanner Shields from Delta, that Newt will meet in the semifinals. Other than that, you know, the next three were in our division. You know, at Corby's weight class, there'll be two pretty dominant wrestlers down there at 113. You know, one dominant wrestler at 106 on the other side. I really expect Dwayne and Jaron at 106 to battle their way right to about the same spot. And if they have good semifinal matches, they could end up in a final. You know, those two are wrestling tough, and their wrestle off for third and fourth was bittersweet once again. We've seen that match several times. throughout the season, at tournaments and at home, and those two have pushed themselves to great heights. You know, I'm trying to think, at 120, we have the dominant wrestler in our weight class that Drake saw in the quarterfinal. So we're on the opposite side of him now. So Drake Mangum may have a better shot at getting into a finals in the medal rounds. At 132, we have the dominant wrestler. At 138, we have the dominant wrestler on our weight, on our side, that took us out. So, I mean, really, the way we match up, I think coming out of divisionals, we're kind of about right where we want to be, short of a couple of wrestlers that'll have that number one seed in the first or second round. You know, our varsity kids are set up pretty good. Our JV kids, with them lower seeds coming out of divisionals, they're going to have a tough row to hoe. And they're going to have to battle through consolation rounds and win us some team points. But I'm really excited about this tournament coming up. I think we've got as good a shot as anybody at driving four or five into the state finals and coming out with a few state titles.
Looking forward to it, definitely, Coach. We'll recap again next week. It's been a fun season up to this point. Best of luck in the state championship tournament this weekend. And as always, it's a pleasure to get you on.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, that's Coach Kurt Christiansen of the Emory High School wrestling team, taking out the time to give us an update on the divisional meet, which again took place this past Friday and Saturday in Richfield. And now we'll gear up for the state championship meet this Friday and Saturday at Utah Valley in Orem. We've got a break for just a moment. More coming up when we return. We're going to talk national sports. The NFL football season is over. We had a lot of it here on KOAL this year. We had Thursday night football, had the Super Bowl last night, and now we head into the offseason, and we're 8 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting for Major League Baseball. Throw that out there. 8 days away. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return.